Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey everyone, I'm Josh Radner, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcast.
7:15 now. Here's what you need to remember. It is a beautiful Monday morning. Temperatures are like in the 50s to 60s across the area. So open the windows and enjoy it. And the highs today are only going up into the 70s. So that's the first thing you need to remember, okay? Maybe 81. 85 tomorrow, then the 70s by Wednesday and Thursday, then the lower 80s. So we're getting close to Halloween. Maybe a real cold front coming through. Who knows? Right now it's 58. That's the first thing you need to remember. Second thing you need to remember is that every Monday with Jeff Palermo is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Now, let's talk about what happened with Vanderbilt. Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Jeff, we kind of all saw this coming, didn't we?
Well, I don't know. I don't know if everyone saw it coming. I think there were still a lot of people that just couldn't come to grips going into the game on Saturday that LSU would actually lose to Vanderbilt. And then watching how the game played out, Vanderbilt wins by a touchdown, but it really seems like they won by more than that. It just never really felt like LSU was going to win that football game.
Well, they could have scored a touchdown at the end of the game easily, but...
Who, Vanderbilt you're talking about? Yes, that's true. They did have the opportunity. Pavia went down.
Gave himself up,
right. Let the clock run. But even besides that, it just never really seemed that LSU was going to come up with enough stops defensively. And LSU's offense, Garrett Nussmeier was getting beat up. The offensive line was not, once again, had a really rough day. And... in the end, Vanderbilt wins, and the fan base is outraged, and a lot of questions, and the hot seat is starting to get a little warm here for Coach Brian Kelly.
So, you know, the play Camelot, I don't know if you've ever seen it or not. It starts with King Arthur sitting around a fire, and then it's a flashback from there, and he says, how could it have come to this? And if you think about, you know, the high marks that LSU got in a transfer portal and expectations going into the season, I guess I would ask you, how could it have come to this?
Well, I think it's a lot of the problems start at the offensive line. And this coaching staff thought guys like Weston Davis, Tyree Adams, and granted Tyree Adams got hurt, Cohen Echols, they have misidentified these players as being very talented, or they just haven't coached them up. Mm-hmm. And then even the additions that they've had with Braylon Moore and Josh Thompson, those guys have not been able to elevate this offensive line, and it's just been bad. It's performed so bad, and off LSU is it's just LSU and North Carolina is the only two Power Four schools that have not scored more than 25 points in a game. Mm-hmm. I mean, that is just stunning when you think about it, because you went into this season thinking, hey, you got Garrett Nussmeier back. He threw for 4,000 yards. It looks like you're loaded at the wide receiver position. You got some quality running backs. But offensively, there just has not been enough consistency. And then I think what we saw play out on Saturday is the depth. We talked about it going into this game that LSU, the front seven of LSU, well, really the whole defense has played well, but they were going to miss, or they it was likely they were going to miss, and they ended up not playing. Whit Weeks and Bernard Gooden, two starters in that front seven. You've already lost Gabriel Relford for the year, and all of a sudden you're starting to see some attrition there on that front seven. And they the backups that they have coming in are not as good. And then I would also say, you know, guys that were listed as five-star prospects coming out of high school, the Dominic McKinleys, the Harold Perkins, those guys, I mean, that was a really bad game from Harold Perkins. Mm-hmm. It just he's supposed to be covering these tight ends, and they're wide open. I mean, they just didn't have – and then he's supposed to – and I know there was a lot on his plate because Whit Weeks was hurt, but they just –
Was the eating up some of his attention as well or not?
Say that again.
Was the quarterback eating up some of his attention?
Oh,
as well?
It was eating up everyone's attention. Yeah. But the discipline. The other thing we talked about, Tommy, was that they needed to have discipline going into this game. You couldn't try to play hero ball defensively. Mm-hmm. You couldn't say, "Wait a minute, I know I'm assigned to do this, but I think I should probably do this because it might result in a tackle at the line of scrimmage or whatever it may be." And there were too many guys that were not playing their responsibilities. And because of that, it led to Vanderbilt basically controlling the game offensively. So even though it was hammered home by the coaches, the players did not take the game plan and execute the game plan.
Let's talk about the hot seat when we come back with Brian Kelly and how expensive that seat could be. 7:21, we're talking to Jeff Palermo. Every Monday with Jeff is Rouse's LSU Football Monday. Rouse is the official supermarket of LSU. 7:21, traffic now, WWL. 7:25 and a half, Tommy Tucker, WWL. Beautiful Monday morning, talking to Jeff Palermo, WWL.com columnist, Louisiana Network News Director. Every Monday with Jeff is Rouse's Markets Football Monday. Shop and save at Rouse's, the official supermarket of LSU. Man, I'm going to tell you what, you got Texas A&M, number 3 in the nation, coming in Saturday night at Tiger Stadium. Then you got a bye, then you got Alabama, then you got Arkansas, then you got Western Kentucky, then you could wrap it up with Oklahoma. They got two losses already. Take me from here, Jeff.
No, it doesn't look good. It doesn't look good. LSU really needs to play its best game of the season, maybe needs to play its best game of the Brian Kelly era to get a win on Saturday. And it'll be very interesting to hear what Brian Kelly has to say today, because as I mentioned right before we went to that commercial break, the fan base is angry. It's upset. It feels like it was sold a bill of goods. The talk was that this team looked like it could be a national championship contender in the college football playoff. And as I mentioned in my column, it's just an okay team. Mm-hmm. And okay is not good enough when there is so much more investment now from this fan base. And again, it just seemed like, as we were also talking about in the last segment, it just seemed like, considering what you had coming back and the players that you brought in, it's supposed to be better than what you're seeing right now. And so the frustration level is at an all-time high since Brian Kelly's been the head coach.
If I were to point to two things, I'd point to Garrett Nussmeier being injured, and I'd point to the offensive line not giving him the time that he needs and also not helping with the running game. Thoughts?
Yeah. Like I said, I think the problems offensively all start with the offensive line, and they have just not performed very well at all. And this offensive line has pretty much struggled a lot. When you look at really a lot of the losses during the Brian Kelly era has been pointed at the offensive line play just hasn't been nearly good enough. Despite all the talent that they had on that offensive line last year, it was just not good enough. So what you're probably looking at here, Tommy, and the buyout is very high if they decided to move on from Coach Brian Kelly.
I was getting that. That's in your story as well at WWL.com. Y'all can find it. Talk about that if you
will,
Jeff.
It's a little north of $50 million.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on the team to win, and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did, and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.
And then, so it's unlikely that LSU is going to pay that buyout unless there's a couple of very, very rich people that step up and help out on that. But I don't see that. But what you're probably going to see is wholesale changes as far as assistant coaches on the offensive side of the football, much like you had 2 years ago when they totally had to rebuild the defensive staff. And you're going to have to just try to sell that to the fan base. But not only are you going to have to basically overhaul your offensive coaching staff, but the roster is going to need a lot of overhauling. Is Michael Van Buren the next guy as far as the quarterback? If not, you got to go out and get one. That costs money nowadays. Mm-hmm. You're going to have to rebuild this entire offense once again, just like you had to rebuild the defense this past year, and you're going to have to rebuild the defense again next year because a lot of the guys that you brought in are only here for one season. So it's just hard right now. It looks really bleak, Tommy, and it's hard to see how they climb themselves out of this. So that's why I'm interested to hear what Brian Kelly has to say. I'm always interested to hear what he has to say, but how does he try to spin this to say that it's not as bad as it looks? Because
it is.
It's really bad
it's
right
as
now.
Bad as it looks. Real quick, if not Brian Kelly, who?
Oh, man, I don't know, Tommy. I've had that question being asked to me.
Because
really
before you run somebody, you better have somebody better.
You
take
better,
his place.
And we're seeing all kinds of coaching changes all across college football. It's hard. That's the other thing. I mean, you're right, Tommy. That's the key thing. If you're gonna move on from BK, you better make sure you got somebody that's gonna get this thing going.
You don't want to make another $50 million mistake.
No, you're right about that.
Thank you, Jeff. Appreciate it as always. You can go to WWL.com. You can find Jeff's article, very well-written piece. When we come back, it's time to bank on it. Financial insights you can count on with Jason Shields, the COO of Gulf Coast Bank and Trust. We're going to talk about Bitcoin today. Very interesting stuff. Stay tuned. Right now, time for WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And
yeah.
You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone, I'm Josh Radnor, and I am so excited to tell you about How We Made Your Mother, a rewatch podcast looking back at How I Met Your Mother. And I'm here with Craig Thomas, who co-created the show along with Carter Bays. Hi, Craig.
Hey, Josh. Somehow it has been 20 years since the show premiered. I'm going to check the math on that. 10 years since it went off the air, and we thought that made this a perfect time to look back, see what the hell we did and why the show still seems to resonate with fans around the world today.
Follow and listen to How We Made Your Mother wherever you get your podcasts.